my name is Kirsty Rayner, and I am obsessed with all things mindset, meditation, business, and helping you to overcome those mindset blocks and magical breakthroughs in every season of life. I'm a multiple business owner, accredited transformational and mindset coach, Vedic meditation teacher, a yogi with 10 years marketing experience on paper, but informally, I'm obsessed with growth, a pale rosé wine lover, chocoholic, and your new bestie. We get into all the secrets and hacks to get you in an abundant mindset. So go and grab a coffee, get cozy, get comfortable. This is the Mindset and Me podcast. Welcome back to another episode of the Mindset and Me podcast. So today I wanted to have a really nice conversation about being in the messy middle. This is a place that I guarantee all of us have been at some point. Maybe you are feeling that right now where you really don't know which way to turn. You feel unsure of what the correct path is to take. Maybe you're living in fear or doubt, feeling slightly out of alignment, but also huge mindset blocks are coming up for you. It can be extremely triggering to even say these words, to even say, I'm in the messy middle. But I want you to know that that space is normal. And it's human nature for us to experience this at some point in our lives. The great thing at the power comes from being able to decipher exactly where you want to go, what you want to do and create for yourself. What is your destiny? What is your goal and dream in life? It's a very bold opening statement. Maybe you're listening to this at 6 a.m. and thinking, okay, Kirsty, like, we get it, calm down. But the truth of the matter is that it is my passion to help people in this space. I have been in this space. I have had this professionally, personally, relationships, work, having to stop teaching yoga because of hip surgery, really not knowing actually what else to do with my life. And it's very, very easy to stay there and to stay in scarcity and to stay in a fear-based mindset, really worried about, well, if I embark on this next path, what are people going to say? What are people going to think of me? What happens if I choose this path and something doesn't work out? What happens if I launch this business and it fails? What happens if, you know, I say I'm going to go out on a date with this guy and it doesn't work out? What if? Nothing factual, only fear. Nothing factual, only fear. Just let that resonate for a moment, because maybe some of the statements that I'm using, and these are all just purely examples, can be something that completely resonates with you and aligns with where you are today. It can feel really, really tough, and it can feel incredibly lonely to be in this space. Now, I pose a question to you. Why is it that when we become an adult, we feel that we need to do everything by ourselves, everything alone, that we don't need to ask for help, that we don't need to work with other people, that we don't need to explore different options or working and finding our tribe of women or men or whoever that might be for you to work alongside us, to help raise us up? Why do we feel that asking for help is failure? One of the greatest things that I ever did was when I was in the messy middle, and I'm going to really talk you through what happened with me. I decided I was going to run a half marathon. This is a good few years ago now. And not being a runner, you know, it was a huge, huge challenge for me. And when I say not being a runner, I mean, I really was not a runner. I didn't like it, but I thought to myself, if I can do this, it shows that I have got the willpower, the mindset, the gravitas to be able to pick up something new and run, for want of a better word, run with it. And so that's what I did. I embarked on this journey. I went to Paris. I ran this half marathon. You know, my ego state was crazy. I wanted to beat 2 hours from half marathon. And I got to, I think it was about 18, maybe 19K. And my hip just went. My hip completely gave way on me. It was absolute agony.
because I was running and training really quite aggressively for someone who hadn't done it, the buildup of my hip became weaker and weaker and weaker. And then the day of running, it was in Paris, so cobbled streets everywhere, but it was raining. So there was no grip, really, lots of sliding and slipping and lots of impact. And so I got to 19K and I just burst into tears. I was in agony. People were asking me, ça va, ça va? And I was like, no. But I carried on running because of my ego state. And I really cannot believe I still ran it in 2 hours and 6 minutes. I mean, not that the time matters or the numbers, but I just remember it so much thinking, why did you care? Why didn't you just slow down a bit and listen to your body? You know, why did you push yourself through that to still do it in that time? And I would have definitely beaten the 2 hours had I not had to stop. And on reflection of that, later that day, I was really annoyed with myself. I thought, you're now in agony from this. You have done something to yourself, all to prove that you could do it in under 2 hours. For who? Because I don't really talk about that. I just say I ran a half marathon. I never talk about the time. I'd got into a really, really bad mindset about it, a very competitive mindset, even just with myself, that clearly didn't work. My body was telling me to stop. My body was telling me to slow down. So fast forward, back in London, teaching yoga and ending up in agony every single day. I was knowing and going to work thinking, I will teach this class and it will make me feel worse. But there's nothing that I can do about that. I knew that I had to show up week in, week out, day in, day out, be bold, be brave, be waking up some days at 4:30 in the morning to teach, knowing that at that time, like, I'm in agony, walking basically like the Tin Man, you know, trying to stretch, trying to wake up my hip, trying not to make it any worse, and then trying to put a brave face on it and say, I'm fine, I'm fine. Anyway, I wasn't fine. And after physio and countless scans and cortisone injections into the hip, it was determined that I needed to have hip surgery. And so when I finally had hip surgery, I thought, I'll be off for 4 weeks and then I'll be back, right? I'll be back. I'll be teaching yoga. It's going to be no problem whatsoever. And to this day, I have not taught yoga since. It's crazy when I say that, actually. I practice now myself, just for myself, but I mean, we're looking at max 15 minutes a day, which compared to what I used to practice is really nothing. And really, in that messy middle moment, when I was sat there on crutches thinking to myself, I just don't know if I can do this. I don't want to feel this pain again. And the pain from my hip would go all the way down my leg into my foot. You know, I would be in agony, like shooting pains down my leg. And I just really, really started to panic. What if 5 years from now, I'm still doing this same work and I'm causing the same pain and I'm making my body worse? What's going to happen to me in 10 years? Where is my body going to be then? How am I going to be feeling? What if 10 years from now, I end up with arthritis in my hip and I know that I've caused it? So I started to really think about what my mission was and what was actually my passion. And it's really, really interesting when I sat and I worked with a coach. I got a coach and I invested in myself and I thought, I need to really work out what is going on in my mind, because my block is that I left advertising to do this and now I can't do something different. That is failure, which is so crazy on reflection now, years on. But that, to me, that was failure. I can't do this. I can't explore this new option because what will people think? I'm known for this. This is why people follow me or engage with me. What are they going to think when I do something different? But what I realized it was, is my passion and my goal is to help people, is to create a feeling for them that I used to create either with meditation or yoga or mindfulness workshops I'd host in workplaces or whatever it may be. It was all about the feeling. It was all about the mind the whole time. I just hadn't given myself the time to step back and actually truly assess what it was. So I then went off and trained in transformational coaching, became a mindset coach, and now help people in this space, in that exact space where they have been in the messy middle, in their crossroads. And I got dubbed as a crossroads coach by a couple of people. And I thought, God, that's, yeah, great nickname. But now that is all I want to focus on to people, because for me to see somebody in that space is heartbreaking to me. I've been there. I know how that feels. I know how scary it is to not know which way to turn. And also I know, like, you don't have to do that all by yourself. So if you're feeling in this way and these statements and stories kind of resonate with you, I want you to ask yourself these few questions. And maybe you can journal these down, or you can just have a little think. Maybe come back to this episode when it feels good. But I want you to ask yourself, what would happen if I took this leap? What would happen if I took this leap? And thinking about where you want to go and what it is that you want to achieve. What would happen if I took this leap? And I want you to ask yourself, what would happen if I didn't take this leap? What would happen if I didn't take this leap? And this question I find terrifying. I don't want to look back and think that I didn't take risks. I didn't explore. I didn't give it a go. I didn't try. What would happen if I didn't take this leap? Where do I see myself a year from now? Where do I see myself a year from now? Where do I see myself a year from now? And finally, what is one thing that I can do to move the needle by 1% today? I feel like that is my infamous question. What is one thing that I can do to move the needle by 1% today? Or whenever I pose those questions, or I work with somebody, the fear of not achieving something, the fear of not taking that leap takes over, and you can get yourself into a state of panic. So I want you to relax, to really think about where you are today and where you want to be. But what is one tiny small step we can take? Small progress is still progress. So I don't want you to add all of this pressure to yourself. I want you to think about that. I want you to allow that to be part of you now. Thinking about that, thinking about how you feel, thinking about how it feels to actually ask those questions. And to take a moment to recognize that where you are right now, this is where the magic happens. This is where the change happens. Of course, I'm going to quote Brené Brown. I'm so sorry, but you know I'm obsessed with her. She studied vulnerability for years, and without being vulnerable, we cannot create more joy and magic in our life. I mean, that's not verbatim, but that is the premise around it. Without being vulnerable, we cannot create joy. Vulnerability is the place of joy. And in your life, I want it to be filled with joy and happiness. And I want you to know that as an adult, you really do not have to do this all on your own. Ask for help. Work with people who resonate with you. Find your tribe. Create the thing. Start the business. Go out on the date, do these things, be bold, be brave, because I promise you, I truly, truly promise you, it will pay off tenfold. So I hope that resonated with you. I needed to share that today. It's things come to me really spontaneously and then I just have to record them straight away because people who I speak to who feel stuck, especially in this pandemic still where we literally are stuck, it's super difficult to then try to recognize how you can move from this space and how you can get to where you want to go. So I'm here for you. I want you to know that. On my website, kirstyrayner.com, I have a ton of free resources. There is a Facebook group for this podcast in the show notes where I want you to be able to connect with people. We're going to start to have live conversations in there from mid-July. So do come in and have a little chat. I think it's super powerful to actually host a space where we can communicate on the topics that I talked about on the podcast. If you feel overwhelmed, know that this feeling is normal. If you feel stuck, know that every single person has been in that space. And if they haven't, they're probably lying. But know that this is the baseline. This is where the magic is going to happen. And this is where you're going to create your own life. So bearing that in mind, getting comfortable and getting cozy for today's mini meditation. And I want you to really just allow the body to relax. Sometimes when we listen so intently to a podcast, just this small podcast today, this little snippet, you can feel tense or you can feel excited about the expectation and the promise and where might I be and where could we be a year from now? But actually what I want you to do is to be able to switch off as well and to be able to totally relax. So try to release any tension you're holding onto in the body. Drawing in the breath. Acknowledging how you feel. Breathing deeply into the belly and into the chest and gently allowing the breath to just fall up and down the body. Not adding any pressure to ourselves, feeling the breath move. Rise and fall. Feeling the body relax. And noticing how it feels when we draw the breath all the way into the belly now. Deep belly breath, finding that relaxation. Again, if you feel stressed or worried or maybe even anxious in this moment, you can be holding your belly tight. Try to relax, try to let that go. Breathing deeply. Slowing down, maybe having the hands on the belly to feel that connection. Noticing where you are today, how that feels. And truly thanking yourself for being in this practice today, for being with me, for being with each other in this moment. Drawing in the breath, slowly releasing any thoughts that come up into the mind. I just want you to focus on the breath. Deep belly breathing, feeling that breath swirl around in the belly, taking up all of that space. And whenever you feel ready, as you draw in your next inhale, I want you to slowly open the eyes, and as you exhale, open the mouth, release, let everything go. Thank you so much for being here for another episode of the Mindset and Me podcast. As always, if you love this podcast, please do leave a review. It really does mean so much to us. And if you don't, that's fine. You can leave that. Thank you again for being here, and I will see you next week.